You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Thursday afternoon. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason. We're now joined by Mike Tenurum. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, I want to jump straight into this because it seems to me that we've been wet for an awfully long time across the Midwest. Do you have any historical perspective for us?
Well, I certainly do, and it certainly is very interesting. Since 1895 in the Corn Belt, there's only been four times that we had it wetter than normal for seven consecutive months. Only two times did we make it to eight consecutive months, and that was from June 1951 to January of 1952, and from August of 2018 through March of 2019, so just ending 1 month ago. That means that all we have to do is be wetter than normal in the month of April in the Corn Belt, and we'll set a record by having been wet for nine straight months in a row. But get this, if you go back to last July, it was only 0.01 inches drier than normal, and June of last year was the 14th wettest of the last 124 years. So you can argue that it's basically this has been going on since last June, which marks 10 consecutive months almost of this type of weather going on. And if you just isolate out the rainfall from June through March, we smashed the record across the Corn Belt for the wettest period of the 125-year record. And based on all indications that we have right now, the June through April period is going to remain the wettest in the last 125 years. So, Todd, the point is that it's very wet out there. This weather pattern has been ongoing for the better part of the last 10 to 11 months. And we need it to break.
Is there any opportunity for it to break in the next 2 weeks? It doesn't appear that's the case.
No, the problem for the next 2 weeks is that there's a number of large systems that are setting up across the Pacific Ocean. Each one of those is going to move through the central United States, and we're seeing some of that today. We have a little bit of rain out there now. We're going to see some more rain on Saturday and Sunday, but then the bigger systems start to roll on out starting in about a week from now and then continuing for at least one more week after that. That takes us all the way out to about April 18th or 19th. And at that point in time, we know we're going to be wet. And if this pattern just lasts for two or three more weeks, then you really start to have to start thinking about what that means for planting. I know that every year we seem to have this type of discussion. We have had a lot of wet springs over the last five, six, 7 years. But the thing that's different this time is, again, this pattern has been going on all the way since last June, and we're breaking all kinds of records now, and it doesn't take a whole lot of rain to make it wet. The soils just don't have a lot of room to take on more water.
And while we've had wet springs in the past, it's been, and I won't call it isolated, because there have been large areas, so I can think about the line across from Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, that southern area, and right through maybe Peoria into the Watseka area. There seems to be an area there that's been awfully wet over time. And there have been other places, but they've been a bit more isolated. This time around, it looks like the whole of the Corn Belt, even the Delta, remains really wet.
Well, not only those areas, but even the plains. It's just absolutely amazing to see how much rain there has been over the last 9-10 months. Virtually the entire central United States, pick your state, it's been wet. And that dates back, again, very far into the past. So the rains that are taking place today and the rains that are coming up over the next couple of weeks are not just a two-week weather pattern. This is basically part of a pattern that's been in place for, again, a very long time. And so you have to start saying to yourself, okay, is this pattern suddenly going to break at the end of April and the beginning of May? That certainly is possible, and I don't have the answer for that, but this is a long-running setup, and usually long-running setups don't just break out of the blue. So we're going to really need some help here.
Stay with me for one more question, because I want to know about temperature over the next 2 weeks and maybe further out, if you can fathom that a little bit. If these soils remain wet and cool, that's one thing for sure. If they get a little warmer, then that's an entirely different situation that might be helpful.
Well, it will be very warm over the next 5 days. Highs in the 50s and 60s in the northern Corn Belt, and even 70s and 80s in the southern areas when it's not raining. So a lot warmer here for about 5 days. After that, we turn a lot cooler again. It's not going to be crazy cold like what we saw couple of months ago, but it will be chillier than normal across at least the northwest half to northwest two-thirds of the central United States. So it's not going to be an ideal situation from a temperature standpoint either. And I know that if you go back to last year, some people have pointed out that last April was unusually cold. In fact, it was the coldest of the last 125 years, April of 2018. But it also was pretty dry. And so that led to a scenario that when it did warm up in May, and it warmed up a lot, one of the warmest Mays on record followed, but we didn't have to get rid of a lot of water because it was cold and dry in April. This scenario here is very wet, and soils at the very best case scenario would only be close to normal and not warmer than normal.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it. We'll talk with you again next week.
Sounds great, Todd. Talk to you then.
That, of course, is Mike Tenura. He is with T-Storm Weather in Chicago.